Jones. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You know, I am breathing a sigh of relief. I am, you know, I got to tell you, having a wardrobe malfunction while I'm on the radio could be very costly. I was always worried about the fine the FCC could impose because, you know, sometimes I, you know, lose a bra strap or something breaks or pops. So I have to admit, with the Supreme Court ruling, I am very relieved. Also with the fleeting swear word, I'm pretty good. I don't usually swear. I've been on radio now at least 3.5 years, is it? 3.5 years? July 9th will be my 3.5 year birthday on air. And luckily, I've been very good. Unfortunately, I speak very quickly. So some people could say, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, you just said blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I didn't say that, you know, so I got to tell you, I am breathing a little sigh of relief. So basically, the Supreme Court had ruled that fleeting swearing and nudity, thank heavens for that, for me, is acceptable. And again, it's not that I want to be nude. I don't. It just every now and then something happens. You know, like, you know, you're crossing your leg and you decide to switch legs because your varicose veins are swelling. Anything like that could happen. Now, I don't have a webcam in here yet for that reason. I want to make sure I look good. I want to make sure I've shaved my legs. I want to make sure maybe I'm wearing tights, you know, just so I don't have any of these wardrobe malfunctions if they happen. Okay, so basically, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, had fined millions of dollars to networks because of fleeting swear words and scenes of nudity that had occurred on air between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. But the Supreme Court judges had overturned the fines which were imposed by the FCC and say that the current rules should be revised. All right. Now, they say under the recent policy, which dates back to 2001 and was amended in 2004, broadcasters can be fined for airing a single profanity on a live show or for brief nudity. Now, for those of you that saw Howard Stern's movie Private Parts, they delineated those 7 words. I can't say any of those 7 words, obviously, for you. But for those of you that saw that movie, blah, 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 any of those words you can't say. If so, it's not a little fine. It is a huge fine. Now, cable and satellite stations are not subject to the conditions, which is why when you see True Blood, it's, you know, they just say everything they want to say, especially Lafayette. All right. Now, for years, they say the FCC would allow one-off incidents of swearing or brief nudity, but the commission apparently changed its policy after 4 key events. They said one case involved 2 award shows on News Corp's Fox television network in 2002 and 2003, when singer Cher and actress Nicole Richie both used expletives on live TV. Another involved a 7-second shot of actress Charlotte Ross's nude backside on an episode of NYPD Blue that caused $1.2 million in fines for the ABC network. I'm sure they made their money back. The 4th incident was U2's leader, U2's Bono, using the F-bomb during the Golden Globes. And then, of course, 2004, Janet Jackson decided to expose her breast during the halftime show for the Super Bowl. Of course, the act drew 500,000 complaints, but probably millions and millions of other people who enjoyed it. Justice Anthony Kennedy said in his ruling that the FCC standards were inconsistent and broadcasters had not been given enough warning. They say examples such as the FCC allowing profanity in films like Saving Private Ryan and of nudity in Schindler's List were used when they objected to it in different programs. And I mean, I agree with that. I mean, you know, when I started radio, and many people who know me, you know, they say, well, Dr. Dahlia talks like a truck driver. By the way, why do truck drivers have that stereotype? I think truck drivers are some of the nicest, most polite, gentlemanly. I mean, some of the lady truckers, you know, I can hang with. But, you know, honestly, very gentlemanly are truckers. So when they say you talk like a truck driver, I would probably, you know, want to change it. I'd say, you know, you guys kind of talk like a physician. Right? You know, and because physicians, you know, they drop needles on themselves. And what do they say? What the? You know, I mean, I hear physicians cuss more than I hear truck drivers. So when people said, oh, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia is an actual physician. They were like, oh, you better watch your language. I mean, I remember just in surgery alone, you know, you're in the middle of a 36-hour shift, you're exhausted, and the doctor you're working with is screaming and cursing and cussing. You drop something, they drop something. The whole day is profanity. People don't know that. All right, they think, you know, it's like McDreamy or like Scrubs and everybody's giggling. It is foul mouth, foul language all the time. The first time I realized it was okay to curse in front of a patient was day one, where the doctor just started cursing in front of the patient. And I'm like, really? I could talk like that? Because I thought when you're in medical school, you need to have a, you know, some sense of demeanor. But then, you know, you hurt yourself, you stick yourself with an HIV-infected needle, you know, stuff happens. And so you curse and you swear all the time. So I recommend that we change, you know, swearing like a truck driver to swearing like a physician. Okay? Because we physicians curse. So the nurses don't. Nurses are pretty nice. Nurses, I never hear the nurses swear. If you think about it, male or female nurses. Now, they could be grumpy. They could chew you out. But they're nice. It's the doctors that are just, oh, blah, 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 blah. So that was kind of interesting. So, yes. Now, of course, I'm sure my bosses right now at Genesis Communications are going to say, wait a second, Dahlia. Please don't misinterpret the Supreme Court justice ruling. And please watch what you say, and I will. But that really never made sense. There was no rhyme or reason between the $300,000 fine and the $500,000 fine and the $1.2 million fine. And, you know, I hate to say this, but certain words I think are absolutely ridiculous and they don't need to be used, but other words may not really be cuss words anymore. I think we're going to probably incorporate them into our everyday speech anyway. So then there's going to be a fine line between what's a swear word and not. I mean, when I was growing up, I thought if you swore, you were saying the Lord's name in vain. So anything that pertained to the Lord's name was the cuss word, right? As opposed to all these four-letter words. Darn, they're making me go on break. See, they're censoring me. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Winona Judd marries drummer Cactus Moser on a farm in Tennessee. Love that name, Cactus. Now, see, I named my kids Stone and Brock. I would have loved that name. Isn't that cool? Yo, Cactus, come on down for dinner. I love it. I may have to have another baby just so I can use that name. All right, really quickly, I love playing some of your comments on air. Really quickly, before we get to more medical news and news, I want to talk about Sandusky's son is now saying his father abused him. I also want to talk about Uruguay selling marijuana to its citizens to cut down on crime. I guess if you can't beat them, join them. We'll talk about that. But anyway, yesterday, what we were talking about, how to make your work day easier and little things you could do. And I kind of left truckers out. I felt bad. I didn't know, you know, what to do because a lot of these options on how to make your day go easier and a little bit more fun when it's monotonous didn't really include what you could do with truckers. So anyway, a couple of you called in. I'll quickly play your remarks because I promised I would. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. My husband and I are over-the-road truck drivers, and we listen to you on the XM radio.
Amen, sister.
One of the suggestions we have for those who are over-the-road is you can do a few things. One, you can go to Walmart or Michael's or something and put just a fake little plant in your truck, and that kind of helps keep that, you know, help the happies, I guess.
Yeah, nothing that you smoke,
you can,
people. Can't smoke
put
the plant.
A stuffed animal. We have a little stuffed armadillo, and we call him Army.
I love it.
Windshield.
My husband's Army's
personal
a good kid's
favorite
name.
For all those husband-wife teams out there. Take once or twice a week to park and make a little love. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You guys can do that? Really? Can truckers pull over and make a little love? Uh-oh, she said little. Don't use little in front of your husband. Make a little love. Make a lot of love. Really? Do you guys? Can you guys do that on the job? Wait a second. I was feeling so bad for my truckers because they don't get to have as much fun as everybody else who has to work in cubicles and offices. Were they really? You guys could pull over and have sex? Wow. Do you get in trouble? I mean, how does it work? You have to get from one destination to another in X amount of time. So I suppose, without getting a speeding ticket, right? So I suppose if you've gained some time, you could, spend some, wow. Okay, be careful though pulling over. Wow. All right, I guess. Do we have any other suggestions on how to make the workday interesting? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Things to brighten up the workday. This is a long-term joke, like probably take a year, year and a half. You could even stretch it to 2 years. Get a woman with beautiful handwriting to start writing love letters to one of the guys. Put a self-addressed stamp envelope and send it to Dallas, then Seattle, then San Francisco, and just have somebody there remail it and send it back. Later.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I am really for messing around with your coworkers. Not messing around in terms of sex. I mean, just messing with them. I think that would be fun. You see how you guys have to be creative to get through the day? Just make sure he doesn't kill himself when he realizes the woman's a fake. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The first test tube baby mother, Leslie Brown, I guess has actually died at age 64. She made history back in July of 1978 when her daughter Louise was born at Oldham General Hospital. I've never given birth to a test tube. I've never had a test tube baby. But honestly, my kids' heads were so big and their placentas were like bricks that I would very easily volunteer to give birth to a test tube. Anyway, no, you know, that's not how it works. All right, Miss Brown had been trying for a baby with her husband John for 9 years before she became the first woman to give birth following IVF treatment. She unfortunately died this month with her family at her side. She had successfully conceived following a pioneering treatment by Patrick Steptoe and Robert Edwards. She, how did that work? Remember test tube baby? In 1976, she heard about the new research and was referred to Dr. Steptoe. She probably originally thought Dr. Steptoe was a podiatrist, but then they told her, no, he probably does fertility. All right, he should change his name. We should do that. We should do a show on real names of gynecologists out there. Yeah, there's some gynecologists out there with some very interesting names. Although other women had been implanted with fertilized eggs, Miss Brown was the first to achieve a pregnancy, which went beyond a few weeks. The attention around the pregnancy, I guess, brought concerns for baby safety. Of course, I would be so afraid that someone would drop the test tube. All right, but amazing. I mean, amazing. And I guess it said that she passed. Oh, I apologize. My ear is itchy. Whenever my ear itches, I know y'all hear it on air. I'm sorry, but remember, I'm just scratching the ear. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so from what I understand right now, the Sandusky jury is still in a deliberation. I guess they took a break. They finished at about 9:30 at night. They actually asked to rehear a couple of the testimonies. I guess they wanted to rehear the testimony of Mike McQuarrie, who was a Penn State graduate student who had reported seeing Sandusky assault a boy in the shower. And they also wanted to rehear the testimony of Dr. Jonathan Dranoff, who testified that McQuarrie gave him a different account of what he saw. Now, Jerry Sandusky is accused of sexual abuse of 10 boys over a 15-year period. His son, Matt Sandusky, has come forward. He's 33 years old. He was a foster child from the charity that Sandusky operated and actually was eventually adopted by Jerry Sandusky. He is 33 years old, has asked to talk to prosecutors and what he should do because he is willing to testify. Now, I don't know how this happens, how this works, if the jury is already in deliberation, I guess, unless what happens is, you know, if the prosecution rested and the defense rested, my guess is the jury is going to deliberate. And if the prosecution isn't happy with the jury's decision, they go for an appeal and then they use Matt. That's what I'm assuming, which would happen. So, of course, no news yet. Jury's going to deliberate probably for a while. I don't expect to hear anything till next week. All right. We're also not expected to hear anything in terms of Obamacare from the Supreme Court until next week. I wish they would do it already because this is just so long and painstaking. They're probably going to wait till the last day of the month, which is really frustrating because many people in the media outlets are going to be gone, you know, during 4th of July. And this is a very, very important topic. We got to do a lot of planning. We got to do a lot of strategizing. Okay. For those of us who do not want the Obamacare law to pass, if it does pass, many of us want to move. For those of us that want it to stay, it's probably one of the most highly awaited Supreme Court decision, you know, in the last few decades. This is huge. And then, of course, the immigration ruling, the Arizona immigration law. So now I guess the Supreme Court, I guess Mondays and Thursdays are when they kind of come out and poke their head out and say yay or nay and do what they need to do. So meanwhile, we just all get to sit here and twiddle our thumbs. Okay, what is happening in Uruguay? Uruguay is becoming the first government to sell cannabis to its citizens. They're going to sell marijuana as it attempts to fight a growing crime problem. Under the plan, only the government will be allowed to sell marijuana to adults who have registered on a government database. Officials will keep track over their purchases over time. Minister of Defense Eleuterio Fernandez Uidobro said the measure, I can't speak Uruguay, sorry, I can speak a little Spanish, said the measure aims to weaken crime in the country by removing profits from drug dealers and diverting users from harder drugs. He said the bill would be sent to the Congress soon. Exact date has not been set. Huh. They say they're trying to fight consumption and drug trafficking at the same time. I mean, would you, for those of you that are into recreational drugs, if our government sold marijuana, would you put down the crack and the cocaine and go and get the marijuana? Or are you already into these other drugs and addicted to them that it wouldn't make a difference? And if the government did sell marijuana and you don't currently use, would you use because it's legal and it's something to do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Would you start smoking pot if the government sold it? And would you really stop the blow? 1-877-DOC-DALI, move right back.
Summer specials are on at HAJ, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I guess Michael weighs in. Michael says, Doctor, these are the medications I take. Xanax, diazepam, hydrocodone, APAP, Ambien, Benadryl. Yes, I would start smoking weed if the government allowed it and sold it. Oh, come on. No, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Even if you started smoking pot, you would still probably need those medications and go to them because you're going to get used to the pot. You're going to get used to it. I don't think marijuana is going to solve all our pharmaceutical industry woes. I don't think so. True. Many of my marijuana smokers are not always asking me for antidepressants and anxiolytics. I will grant you that, but I don't think it will solve all of our woes, right? I'm sure Obamacare and the Washington administration has been thoroughly investigating if marijuana would help cut down doctor visits. And, you know, I'm dying to see a study on blood pressure, though. I really want to see a study on marijuana and blood pressure. Not that, okay, no, not that I'm changing my mind about legalizing marijuana, but I would like to see that. All right, if any of you know of a study, I'm going to look that up. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. By the way, guys, any of you with an Android phone, there is a Dr. Dolly app now where you can listen to the show anytime you want, plug it into your car, your truck, whatever, and it's free. So download it on Droid. You can download the Dr. Dahlia app anytime, very easy, free. Please also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Okay, now, did you guys hear about this? Merck had taken the Claritin packages for kids, the Claritin grape chewables, and put Madagascar advertisements on there, Madagascar decorations or pictures, themes, I should say, theme packaging, as well as giving away free stickers on an antihistamine. Why is a drug company advertising to children? See, Dr. Dahlia, that's why our government has to sell pot. No, that doesn't. This absolutely does not prove any case. No, no, it doesn't. All right, drug company Merck is in hot water for using cartoon characters and stickers to market grape-flavored children's allergy medicine. A complaint has been filed with the Federal Trade Commission. It says packages of children's Claritin that boast characters from the movie Madagascar 3. I do want to see that movie, though. I heard Madagascar 3 was good. Yeah. And 5 free movie stickers unfairly market over-the-counter drugs to kids and create, quote-unquote, a very real danger of product confusion. Why are they marketing to kids? They say before this trade practice becomes widespread, the FTC must send a clear message that child-directed marketing of over-the-counter drugs is unfair. Yeah, no, 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 no. All right, there is a children's section of the store. All right, it's not where the vitamins are. It's not where the sanitary napkins or douches are. All right? It's not where the antihistamines are, or the laxatives, or the preparation H. It's the toy section. Children should not be walking around aisles looking for products to purchase, which makes absolutely no sense why an antihistamine would be on a shelf in the store having advertisement to attract young children. This absolutely blows my mind. This is where I think the pharmaceutical companies have gone too far. I understand it's a recession. I understand people aren't buying Claritin like they used to. You know, this also kind of baffles me. Remember when Claritin came out? What was it, the 90s? And it was like the super drug because you wouldn't get sleepy. We used to have to take Celdane. Remember we would take Celdane, and then I think they took that off the market, or we were taking Sudafed for our sinuses. So when we had allergies, everybody was doped up on Sudafed and then using those nasal sprays. So when the antihistamine Claritin came out and allowed us to avoid the Benadryl, which was very sedating, Claritin was the super drug, and it worked on everybody. Everybody said Claritin worked. Then all of a sudden, Zyrtec came out. Pfizer Zyrtec. And people were saying, Dahlia, Claritin's not working on me anymore. Claritin's not working. We got to use the Zyrtec. Then I guess Allegra, and then now Zyzal. And I'm noticing people are telling me, Dahlia, Claritin doesn't work on me, and Zyzal doesn't work on me. Claritin and Zyrtec doesn't work, so now I need the new medicine Zyzal. And you're like, wait a second. It's not like antibiotic resistance. It's not that you get immune. Well, maybe you do. Maybe your body gets so used to the histamine blocker that we do outgrow it. I don't know. And so I understand that Claritin and Merck probably is having some sort of financial woes because people don't seem to take Claritin as easily as they take other medications for their allergies. But to market to kids, mommy, I want this medicine because it has Madagascar 3 stickers. That's ridiculous. It's a medication that was prescription, now is over the counter. That doesn't mean it's 100% safe for everybody, okay? So I'm just a little shocked by that. And then, of course, parents, you know, if your kid is asking for preparation H, asking for an antihistamine, you know, asking for a laxative, you may want to take them to the doctor, all right? Just a thought. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so in Louisiana, this sounds good. There is a law designed by Jeff Thompson, a Republican state representative, that will force sex offenders and child predators to list their criminal status on Facebook and other social networking sites. All right. They say under the new rule, sex offenders must include on their profiles that they are an offender or child predator, list the crime and the location of the conviction, their physical traits, and an address of where they live. Now, they'll probably just go by a fake name. I mean, I think what this is going to do is prevent predators from going online. That's what I think they're trying to do, because I don't really see people saying, you know, doing that. They say the law is supposed to ensure that a state is doing its part to protect others from convicted sex offenders instead of leaving the responsibility solely to websites like MySpace and Twitter. Representative Thompson said, I don't want to leave in the hands of the social network or Facebook administrators. All right, and hopefully people will tell the truth. I guess I hope. The sex offenders who break the law could face 2 to 10 years in prison without parole, and with hard labor, they could also face a fine of up to $1,000 according to the law. Repeat violators could face up to 20 years of prison and up to a $3,000 fine. By the way, I would also say dismantle their poke and super poke abilities. I don't think any sex offender should be allowed to poke or super poke on Facebook. Let me just put that out there too. They say it's common. Honestly, what is the poke or the super poke supposed to be? My husband gets so mad when he sees people are poking me on Facebook. You know, he's my husband. All right. They say it's common practice in many states to require sex offenders and predators to provide authorities with email addresses and other social accounts online. In Illinois and Texas, they say sex offenders cannot access social media sites at all. Mr. Thompson told CNN he is not looking to ban offenders from the sites. Instead, I am just trying to create an expansion of the existing notice requirements. I think that's great. I think that is wonderful. The problem is, I think the sex offenders that were caught, right, the ones that are out there roaming up and down our social network sites that we don't know about, those are the ones I think I'm a little more nervous about that don't have to cite it. Those are the ones we need to be concerned about. By the way, for those of you that are really into Facebook, a study came out saying you're probably losing your friends because you're posting just way too much. Nobody really seems to care that you got drunk last night. Nobody wants to see pictures of your cats. My cat has a Facebook account, and my cat actually goes on Facebook and starts insulting me and my show, and we have to go back and forth. It's very frustrating. All right, but people don't care about that. They do care about our tweets, though. So don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I am looking at this video of the bus monitor, Karen Huff Klein, 68 years old. Did you see the video where she's sitting there in a seat on the bus and these middle schoolers are belittling her, picking on her, using horrible, obscene language? And, you know, horrible things. Like, for example, you know, they were calling her fat. Oh, she's so fat. One said, if I stabbed you in the stomach, it would probably cut like hot butter, warm butter. Horrible things. We're talking 11, 12-year-olds. One of them said, you are so ugly that your kids probably want to kill themselves. and they didn't realize that she actually had a son, her firstborn, 10 years ago, kill himself. And so, just absolutely horrible. Well, I guess people had come up with a fund for her so that she could take a dream vacation. And thus far, they have raised over $350,000, right? It's amazing that there's such good people out there that would help her and, you know, try to make her feel better. They were interviewing her. People, you know, why did you hit the, you know, she can't, I can't hit the kids. If I hit the kids, I'll get fired. If I said something, I'd get fired. But I got to tell you, you know, this anti-bullying movement, we were talking about this in the previous hour. We were also talking about how we were bullied, you know, and what was said to us. And I just think it's going to be an ongoing problem. And one of the very few movements I've been happy about, right? Not very happy about the Occupy movement, not very happy about this whole Dixie Cup movement in New York, but I like the anti-bullying movement, especially when they get kids involved and these teenagers involved. You know, they were interviewing teenagers looks like high school students who were graduating, saying that, you know, they have these apps where they enlist people to, input where there's bullying, et cetera. And I love the fact that they're recruiting other students. And this is something teenagers can do that is productive. I love it. I'm not really sure which app that is, but, you know, you see all over the country, students are working on this. But then here we have these middle school students, right, just completely traumatizing the school bus monitor. And you see her crying, and they're like, why are you wet? Are you sweating? You're so fat, you're sweating. She's like, I'm crying. It was just horrible. It broke your heart. But if there's something good to this, she's now has $350,000 to pay off her car, house, vacation. Wow. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877. Not that I would wish anybody to go through this and then, you know, make money, but just, you know, I'm glad there's a happy ending to this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another mother decided, I believe in Brooklyn, decided to put a tape recorder in her autistic child's backpack, a 7-year-old. And I guess a school bus staff had been taunting her son, calling him crazy, knucklehead. I got to tell you, I think more parents should do that. You know, just bug your boy, bug your kids. Right? Let, you know, have them carry around, know what's going on. What is going on in these schools? Remember that masturbating story? Right? Where these kids in middle school, is it just me or is middle school now the group of kids that seem to be causing the most trouble? Remember they were doing a gay test? They had, I guess these students were playing porn in class, gay porn, and whoever decided to pleasure themselves in the middle of class ended up being gay and passed the test. And teacher knew about it and didn't do anything about it. You see, parents, even though you may not want to hear what you're recording, I would definitely put some sort of a device so you know what's going on. You don't have to do video. Audio should probably suffice. But I got to tell you, what is going on with middle school students these days? Man. All right, did you guys hear about the story on the breast cancer survivor who wanted to swim topless in public pools? Jody Jakes, a 47-year-old breast cancer survivor, young, made local headlines this week for wanting to swim topless at a Seattle area pool. She does have nerve pain. You do have phantom pain when you do get a double mastectomy. She went through chemo, double mastectomy, drugs, physical therapy, etc., all failed to help her treatment. But swimming seems to help. Swimming actually does soothe her pain. She has no breasts and no nipples. I'm looking at the picture right now. It looks like a male chest, except no hair and no nipples. And I got to admit, the surgeon did an amazing job cosmetic-wise. Now, of course, you know, people are saying, really, does she have to flaunt it? Does she have to, you know, why can't she wear a bathing suit top? I've always been very fortunate to have breasts, okay? So whether I wore a bikini top or a one-piece, I would venture to say it's probably very difficult for her to wear a bathing suit top. She is, it's almost flatter than flat because men will have pecs, men will have some fat and some breast tissue. She has none of that. So even a one piece may not feel right. I mean, she would probably have to put money into making a custom-made bathing suit, I would guess, or have a padded bathing suit. But remember, it hurts. If any of you have had an amputation, God forbid, that's probably the best way to put it. Anybody with an amputation, you get this fathom pain because the nerves that were cut. You know, it's like your body thinks there should be something there. So even though, I understand, why people were upset with the whole bra burning thing back in the 70s and 60s and people trying to make a stand and, going into a public pool in front of kids. And I understand why there's some people criticizing this. I don't think it's that easy for a woman who's having the pain and irritation to actually put a certain top on. Now, I know somebody could argue, well, then what is she doing? How does she go to work? She must wear something. You're probably right. You got a point. It's a shame she doesn't have a private pool. She has to use a public pool. But, honestly, it doesn't look that bad. Her chest does not look that bad. You really can't tell if it's a guy or a girl. I don't think it's going to be that traumatizing for kids to see. All right. With what the kids are already seeing, I mean, look at what these kids are doing with video games. They're seeing parts amputated and blood. Honestly, a mastectomy scar, you're going to worry about that traumatizing your kid? 1-877-DOC-DALY. One thing we're probably going to talk about tomorrow is it looks like here, we actually tried touching upon this earlier this week. 9 out of 10, now we're talking about across the pond. I watch very closely what's going on in England and in Europe, but they say 9 out of 10 NHS trusts are quote-unquote rationing operations. We're talking 90% of these trusts that administer medical care are quote-unquote rationing operations. They're limiting cataract surgery, weight loss surgery, hip, knee operations. The most common restriction was on removing the tonsils, with 89% rationing availability of the surgery. GPs and charities accused, oh, there's so many acronyms here, they call them these PCTs, of introducing waiting lists by the back door and limiting access to care. All right, Health Minister Simon Burns said rationing treatment on grounds of cost was totally unacceptable, and decisions as to whether and when to treat patients should be on clinical grounds alone. But this is the problem they're having over there, not to mention they're having a huge strike. Regarding their pensions. I guess doctors get pensions over there. We don't. We don't get pensions out here. We get to wait for Medicare and Social Security, which isn't going to exist. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll go back to waiting tables. I got to be honest with you. It was good tips. I mean, true, I don't look as good as I used to. But I'll have to do that because we don't get pensions. And there's not going to be Social Security around by then. But, yeah, I mean, this is some scary stuff. Older patients are more likely to need these operations like cataracts and joints. They're not getting them. Let's hope the Supreme Court does something right. Please. All right. Don't go away. We'll be back in another few minutes. Don't forget to download the Dr. Dolly Show on Droid for free. And follow us on Twitter. We'll be right back.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.